Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's literally history in the making. I've been doing this for 12 years. That's half my lifetime. And when I started, I was devastated that I was British, because the chance to become not only a professional wrestler, but make it a dream and make it a career, it felt like it would never happen for a British wrestler. Now, you fast forward to 2018, and the WWE are launching their own brand of WWE NXT UK, where we've got the highlight. We get to highlight all the top British talent. It's just when I'm explaining it now, I still have to take a step back, because it's just unreal, surreal. This is actually happening. For me to explain it any other way, literally history in the making. I can't express how much you should come down to the event and experience this.
It's going to be great family entertainment, isn't it?
This is something to say.
It's just for everybody, young or old.
It's absolutely for everyone, yes.
And the style of the wrestling, James, It's kind of the modern style, I suppose you'd call it, the kind of influenced by the American scene. But are the wrestlers, who we will see this evening and tomorrow night at the Corn Exchange, are they like you, British, or is there a mixture of British and American wrestlers in the team?
So they will be British, but the one thing to take away from this, when you watch British wrestling now, especially modern day wrestling, a lot of British wrestlers are, the best way for me to describe it is hybrid.
Right.
Because obviously the way that social media's gone, you know, you've got access to things such as the WWE Network and, you know, YouTube and such. When we came up and we've been learning our craft and such, we've been wrestling with, you know, Americans, Japanese, different European wrestlers. And we've actually homed in our craft to a point where we haven't just wrestled British guys and females. We've actually got an all-round base now. So when you go watch the British scene now, it's really a complete unique scene where you will see things, you know, that are quite traditional. But then the next second, if you blink or you look at your phone or whatever, next thing it's completely turned on its head and you don't know where you are. You know?
I do. And so, in terms of the format for the evening, will it be a series of bouts with a couple of wrestlers in each bout, or do you wrestle in teams? How does that all work?
Well, the whole concept of, you know, shows, it is a big variety show.
Okay.
So you will see, you know, tag team wrestling, you will see singles bouts, you will also see, the women's bouts. So one of the best things to describe it is it's just a big variety show.
Yes.
Where you'll see the best of the UK.
And who have you got on the bill tonight? Who can we see?
So
apart from you, of course.
So apart from me, we've got the WWE UK champion Pete Dunne. We've got Mustache Mountain. And we've got Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson.
Yes.
If you want me to list them all off, I'd be here for about 5 minutes, because there is so, like, we were talking yesterday between myself and Zach Gibson about how stacked the roster is now.
I suppose wrestling in this country, it was very popular, what I would call the old school wrestling,
yeah,
in the sort of 60s, 70s, all of that stuff. Then it's always continued, hasn't it? There's always been a wrestling scene. A good friend of mine is a referee and MC, and he's been working for the last 20, 30 years. But it wasn't as high profile, but I think it's the American wrestling that really people tended to follow, had become more popular. And now with that, do you think have we got a modern wrestling scene here in the UK that is building into what they have in the USA?
Oh, I think it's not building to what's in the USA. I think it's building to its own product.
Really?
Which is something, obviously, when we were coming up, idolizing wrestlers or training to become wrestlers, we always imagined ourselves to hopefully one day get the opportunity to go over to become part of the American scene. But it's been spun on its head. Now we've got our own scene, and it's ground zero. And the amount of talent we've got here, it's just going to go and make its own thing. Where, you know, you talk about 25 years ago, the WWE launched Raw, and that was at ground zero. And I'll look at it now. That's every Monday night live in arenas around the whole world, traveling constantly. Who's to say that can't be us in 25 years?
And tell me, you said you've traveled the world
yes.
with wrestling. So tell me some of the places you've been to and where where might surprise us in terms of popularity? Where are the most popular places? Where do they really love to see you?
Okay, so for me to surprise you, this year I'm going again next month, but earlier on this year I went to Hong Kong and China.
Right.
Guangzhou in China. Now, when we went there, the actual scene, because obviously what I was talking about before about social media, they don't have much wrestling over there, but they've got the internet, obviously.
Yes.
So they keep on top of, like, the independent scene, but then obviously the WWE, and they acknowledge the actual beginning of the WWE UK brand. So when myself, WWE UK NXT star Sam Gradwell and Liverpool's number one Zach Gibson went over, we did a show in Guangzhou, and the reaction we got was not a wrestling reaction. We didn't get a chant. We didn't get like the stereotypical, but it's great, wrestling feel.
Yes.
We got genuine emotion. When we got out onto the stage, we had friends of friends grabbing each other's shirts and pointing at us in awe.
Wow.
And it was really, you could feel it, because I've had over 1,000 matches now, but when I went out there, like you felt something, like real organic and real, just again, like they've never seen anything like this before. So they see these Westerners go over there, and they're like, what's this? Where are these come from? What's going to happen now? That was a crazy place, and it's really respectful. I really like it. We're going over then again. But then on the opposite side, following my dream, I've wrestled, for the WWE with the UK tours. So I've done both November and April tours with the main rosters.
Right.
Now that to me still makes me go, oh yeah, that actually happened.
And how, in terms of any, say a youngster listening to this,
yeah,
because there's a huge following of youngsters, isn't there, for wrestling? It's so
popular. For sure, for sure.
And they're kind of like you were 15, 20 years ago, thinking, I'd like to be a wrestler. What, if you can do it briefly, because we're up against the clock here, actually. We can talk till midday. But
I can talk all day.
Clearly, I can see just from looking at you, your level of physical fitness is there. You have to be pretty fit. But what's the best training to become a wrestler, do you think? How do you get to do it?
Get to a reputable training school and don't get there too early. I started at 12.
Right.
And no one ever should start wrestling at that age. It's too physical. I'd say about 14 onwards. Myself and Zach Gibson, we actually own our own wrestling school, Fighting Spirit Pro Wrestling in Liverpool.
Oh, right.
And everything that we got treated wrong or such, we've corrected that, and things when we train is a lot better and a lot more safer. And we also drive people to not divert from their dreams. When they get a bit disheartened that it's not as easy as they think it is or whatever, we always tell them, stay on track, because I don't come from an athletic background at all, but all I wanted to do was become a professional wrestler. All I wanted to do was work for the WWE, and that was my goal, and I just didn't stop. And now again, it's surreal, now I'm actually living out my dream.